Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah. Turn the TV off, it's been news, man. I'm feeling fresh like a Ziploc like new man. OJ with a champagne tuna. My most holy ghost running through ya. Hell yeah, it is the new hallelujah. Popping like the top of a bottle of nice time of year.
Baby, hey, everybody. This is Anne Levine, and this is The Anne Levine Show, starring Michael over there.
Hello.
And it's a little chilly today, but good morning to you. It's Tuesday. I don't know what that, let's see, Tuesday is the 30th. It is April 30th, and that means the next day is May already.
Oh, Mayday.
My God. Mayday! Help! We need help over here. Excuse me. That should be a new, like, deli diner, like, in New York. Back in the day when you had waiters slamming stuff all over the place, and it was like the grouchy deli waiter with an apron on, and he was always an older gentleman, let us say, slamming stuff on the table. And God help you if you needed something else, or more water, whatever it was, trying to get him to come back and do anything was like impossible. So I'm thinking Mayday might be the thing to say.
Okay.
You say, Mayday! Mayday! I need some pickles over here. Like that.
Do you know what used to happen on May Day?
The communist parade?
No. Something in the United States that happened all over the country.
No, do you tell.
Maybe sporadically, but it did happen all over the country. On May Day, little girls would go pick flowers and lay them at someone's doorstep and knock on the door and run away.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe we should.
And so someone would open up and see some beautiful May flowers.
Aw, that would be nice. That would be so nice.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be a good thing to do. Tuesday.
I've known people who have done that.
I mean, on Wednesday, which is May Day, we pick some flowers, put them on some people's doorsteps. Although with the Ring doorbell, I don't. Well, maybe you just lay them there and run away.
I suggest you just buy a pot of flowers instead of picking some, probably.
And put them
on their doorstep.
Just on one person's.
I don't know. I don't know how the hell you do
it. Excuse me. No, I'm just thinking, you know, if you're going to do like 10 people's doors or 5 people's doors, you know, it could get, if you're buying pots of flowers.
Yeah, well, you have to prepare.
Well, no.
Over the winter.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, I was thinking we go pick some flowers. Or go buy like a couple of Trader Joe's boutique bouquets.
Okay. Yep, you could do that too.
And just a few flowers.
Probably
here and
cheaper.
There. Well, that's what I'm thinking. If you buy each person a
less,
pot of
less sentimental, but cheaper. You know.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Well, I say go for it, Michael. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not a little girl, so I won't be personally involved.
Okay. Well, What little girl can we bribe?
Hmm.
Maybe one of the burn kids.
Let's get Lauren.
Yeah. Okay. That's perfect. And say, could you just, around the neighborhood.
Toss some dandelions around.
You know what we could get? Bamboo. And
yeah, everybody loves that.
Well, you know where I'm thinking of tossing bamboo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, it could be a mixture of, like, nice flowers and nice seeds.
Sure.
Anyway, was there anything in particular you wanted to discuss today?
Oh, yeah, we just covered May Day. So, kind of blown my wad there. Right out of the gate.
Okay.
It's all I was prepared for.
Well, what else do you... Oh, you mean the girls with the spring flowers.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good...
Yeah, it took me all week to come up with that.
Why?
Well, I don't think quickly.
Oh. Well, anyway, I was telling you all about some insane double cab ride dates. And then I remembered something that happened that this is good to know. Some of you out there might need this. I met a guy in Israel. He was English. Jonathan Howard Greenwood. And just a...
Shout out.
Total dweeb. I mean, the dweebiest of dweebs. So, we are both on a flight to New York, which is how I met him. And it was pleasant enough. He was dweeby. And we exchanged information, which at that time was probably smoke signals. I don't even know.
Where is he from?
He's from London.
Oh, from London.
Jonathan Howard Greenwood. From, there's a Jewish neighborhood, St. John's Wood. In case you're ever wondering where the Jewish people are in London, St. John's Wood is one of the neighborhoods. Anyhow, Jonathan Howard Greenwood from St. John's Wood. This is what I was told. So, we exchanged, as I say, I guess phone numbers. I don't think there was anything else at that point. And I get a phone call like a week later. Hi, we met on the plane. I'm in New York. I'm back in New York. I'm sure you are too.
What did he do?
What did he do?
Yeah, do you know?
Well, yeah, there are two answers to every question about him. He was in banking.
Uh-huh. Anything else? Yeah, I'm finding a Jonathan Howard Greenwood who is a solicitor.
Oh, no. Not a solicitor. Someone very much in need of a solicitor.
Oh, yes.
And, as you'll hear, there's nothing we can count on the internet, certainly regards this person. Anyway, would you like to come to a little group of people that's coming over, my sister and her boyfriend?
Was he white?
Yes.
Okay.
And my sister and her boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. So he did. He was nice. He was polite. He was shy. He was Jonathan Howard Greenwood of St. John's Wood. Anyway, so we became very casual friends. And my world at the time was, well, it was difficult. Anyhow, I had two cats, Miss Bella and Vinny. No, it couldn't have been Vinny at that time. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. I had two cats, and I was going to visit my parents for the weekend. I was going down to Florida, so it wasn't a car ride. And I said, hey, how do you feel about cat sitting? And he said, oh, cat, that's good. I said, well, if you could come in twice a day and feed them, I'll be back at the end of the weekend. That would be great.
Yeah, sounds reasonable.
So, my doctor said that recently about having something implanted in my back.
That it sounds reasonable?
Yeah. I disagree, and so did my primary. But anyway, first time I've ever gotten pushback on something this particular doctor said to me. I think he's ready for me to be gone. But anyway, so I come back after the weekend, not thinking anything about it, let myself in. It's probably like 10 o'clock at night. And there he is.
Jonathan Howard Greenwood?
Correct. And I said, it's a little late for cat dinner time, isn't it? And he said, yes, I suppose it is, but I fed them, you know, a few hours ago. And I said,
so what are you doing here?
Yeah. So how can I help you? And he said, I'm afraid I'm going to need to be here for a little while. I said, what's a little while and what are you talking about? And he said, several days. I'm having a problem with work and they're not recognizing my ID.
I see.
So I'll make a long story short because there's another end of this and I'm not a good enough storyteller to, I would need a good storyteller to put these pieces in a way where I could tell all of it at once. Anyhow, I said, you need to get out of here. It got weird. It got weird real fast. Like, no, I think you better go. I want to go to sleep and unravel after the trip. I'm trying to be super nice. And he's not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes it pretty clear. And it escalated, you know, into not a conversation. It escalated into an actual argument. And I couldn't understand why I was having to argue. You know, it's like, my house
doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Feeding the cat twice a day. Why are you telling me you have to stay here? And you're like yelling at me about it. So I said, look, you need to leave right now. So, I didn't understand the ways of the world at that point. I still don't, apparently. But I've gotten to 60, whatever. I've managed to stumble my way through it. And this was not an example of that. So instead of calling the police, I just keep saying, you need to go. And he stood up from his chair, and I thought, okay, this is finally going to happen. And he ran up the stairs. And he reappeared a minute later, naked, with a bath sheet wrapped around himself. And went out into the hall and started, I shut the door, locked everything, and he started screaming my name.
Oh, good.
Ann Levine, Ann Levine, Ann Levine, let me in our house, let me in our house.
Uh-huh.
And that scared me because I was stupid. I wasn't thinking, there's a higher authority I should be calling on this. Just didn't.
You might have called your sister.
Oh, she was not living there then. She lived on Great Jones Street.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I might have called a lot of people that didn't live in the building, but oh my God. Anyway, I didn't know. I did not think about calling the cops. I didn't know that's what they were for. I really thought this has got to be some kind of life or death emergency to call them. Anyhow, I said, get back in here. I finally got him to get dressed and leave. And now we cut to, I don't know, a month later, could have been less. And in those days, there were no ATMs, there were no anything. And I need some money, so I go to the bank, which is how you used to do it. And I try to cash a check, and I'm told I have zero balance. And I go to the manager that I always deal with, not because she had anything to do with me, but she had everything to do with my parents. So I got the tag-along treatment. And she said, well, yeah, these checks have been written on your account. Okay, so you guys know what happened. You guys know that Jonathan Howard Greenwood had taken checkbooks, and she showed me the checks, and it was all block letters, including my signature. There wasn't even an attempt.
Great.
So, yeah, thank you, bank, for not, you know, for a block letter signature?
Yeah.
Come on. And, well, longer story short, I got my money back, and not an APB, but some kind of, whatever it is for someone who forges checks was put out, you right. know, like a
there wasn't bat signal. A warrant issued.
There wasn't?
There was.
Was a warrant issued. So, back in my apartment, I start going through where the checks were, where I kept my checks, which wasn't like on the coffee table. You know, I mean, they weren't locked away, but they weren't just sitting around. And I find them in this little, well, like a miniature set of drawers that I kept stuff in, that I kept schmutz in, and checks. It was the schmutz and checks drawer.
Right.
And so what do I find? I find checkbooks from all sorts of people, 5 passports, an ID, and crap, like...
No kidding.
No shkidding. No. And I just thought, oh my God.
No. Passports of other people or
yes.
passports for the same person?
Passports for him.
With different names.
Right. Different names in different countries.
Okay.
So a bunch of forged passports. So that's why I said, Jonathan Howard Greenwood, I don't freaking know what is
Jonathan real. Howard Greenwood was either a very bad guy or a spy.
Right. I'm guessing very bad guy, because a spy...
Not mutually inclusive. Or,
well, you know what?
You know, you can be both.
But wouldn't a spy be... Wouldn't a spy, like, have a more secure place to put 5 passports and checkbooks of many people?
Yeah, you would think so.
Not in the little drawer where he found my checks?
Yeah, in a bus station locker or something. Yeah.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a little strong box that you stow somewhere. Anyway, it was...
Under a floorboard. Yeah, I know. There's all kinds of cool places. Under the cement in your basement where you hide all of your weapons.
That could be a place.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a basement in my apartment, but
well,
I don't...
John Wick did.
Oh, see? John Wick. I should have... Not I. He should have... Well, he may have seen it a lot of times by now. Because this was, when was this? In the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
At some point. And I got a letter.
It was really not easy to get a fake passport, at least a good one.
These were scary as hell. I opened one. It said, Jonathan van der Graaf.
Oh.
And I can't remember if it was German
God,
or...
God, you should have kept one.
I was scared out of my wits.
Of course, you should have given them all to the cops.
Which I did.
Oh, good. Perfect. That's exactly what should have happened.
Right. But I still kind of wish I kept one. Just for fun.
Yeah.
But anyway. No. That is when I did call the cops. And say, okay, so I told my story, which I just told you. Came home, found all this stuff, not mine, don't know what to do with it. Here, find this guy. I gave them the information that I knew, which I'm sure was none of it accurate. And so the end of the story. Oh, now, I had a boyfriend in Israel. That I was living with. It wasn't like a minor relationship.
You were just in New York for a little while?
Yeah, I was, I would come back to the United States every now and then.
Say hi, get some stuff, go home?
Well, it wasn't quite that casual.
Okay.
In this case, I had a physical problem. That I didn't want to try to handle at a camp hospital, which is what I had access to given where I was living.
Mm.
And it was either that or go up north and find somebody private that I didn't know and that I would have to pay a lot for. So I thought, I'm getting on a plane. Anyway, it's time. I would go home like 2 or 3 times a year to here. Anyway, came back, found out I had an incisional hernia that did have to be operated on. But anyway, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I went down to Florida to see my folks. I came back, cats. So about 4 weeks later, after my surgery, and I'm still kind of toddling around, but I'm getting better and I'm thinking, okay, time to go back to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a letter from
John? Jonathan? Jonathan sent you a letter?
No.
Oh.
I got a letter from someone I don't know. So, yeah, Jonathan. Someone I don't know in England.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh boy, what's this? Open it up. And it's a letter from his solicitor. And also a letter from him in this envelope saying, threatening me that if I don't recant, or if I don't come to his trial, he's going to call my boyfriend in Israel. So I wrote a letter.
That was like a legal document?
No, no. He had written this letter. He gave it to his solicitor. His solicitor wrote me a letter to which he attached that.
Uh-huh.
In other words,
right. So what was the solicitor telling you?
Just what was contained in the envelope. I've just been here at Hull. Hull is supposedly a really nasty jail in England. That he was in Hull. And he was
awaiting trial, obviously,
right,
for something.
And on his client's behalf, he's enclosing a letter he wrote to you himself.
I see.
Anyway, so it says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. And I wrote back to the solicitor. And I said, please tell your client that he's welcome to do any and all of those things. And I want you to know that if you would like someone to come to the trial, I will be more than happy to give the counsel of the plaintiff all of the information they could possibly want and more. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'll be thrilled to do it. Just tell me when. And this is so weird.
That is weird.
I never heard from him again.
Huh.
I can't imagine why.
Well, yeah. Well, he's probably out by now, but
maybe
not.
Maybe. Sure wouldn't know how to look him up. Don't want to look him up.
No, you can't look him up as Jonathan Greenwood, whatever the hell his name is, because that's probably not his name.
That's real. I
found two in the world, okay?
Jonathan Howard Greenwood?
Yeah, one's a lawyer and one's some other... Yeah, some guy in the United States.
What does the lawyer look like?
Jonathan Howard Greenwood. Cambridge House, Southampton, Hampshire, United Kingdom. Started on January 2022. He's the director of JHG...
Jonathan Howard
Prop
Greenwood.
Services.
Mm-hmm.
He's British. And he's a builder by occupation.
Is there a picture of him?
No, this is just...
Well, I mean, what's making me crack up about this...
Let me see if I can find a picture.
What's making me crack up about what you're telling me is that that could all be, quote, air quote, true. In other words, that could be his new...
Oh, yeah, that could be his new thing.
That he turned into a lawyer 10 yeah. minutes ago. I can't believe 2022.
Yeah.
He's probably way too young to be.
Then, of course, I look him up and there's a picture of Elton John. What in the
now,
hell is that for?
Now, let me tell you, this is sounding more and more like him. Although, what does that do for you? You know, this yeah. picture of Elton John. Does it solidify the...
Look, if I look up Jonathan Howard Greenwood, St. John's Wood, there are... ...20 photographs that come up on Google, period.
Oh.
And there, none of them are him. But it's not like a whole page... Like a scrolling page of Google that you will get when you look up a person's name. It comes up 20 photographs, period.
That is crazy. I've got to look and see if any of those are him or he. Excuse me. You know, pronouns.
Well, one of them is also John Updike, so that's probably not
yeah. Him. No, that letter he wrote me from prison wasn't written that well.
Yeah.
I kind of doubt it's John Updike, but I would like to see this roll of pictures, although it sounds like it's not really germane to anything. Anyway, that's a story I've completely forgotten, completely put behind me.
I've never heard it.
I know. And that's why last week or whenever it was, and I was talking about, I thought, oh my God, Jonathan Howard Greenwood, you, who, whatever he is, larceny, I think he got like $3,000 out of me. That's
great.
Larceny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's grand larceny. Anything over $1,000.
Grand. So yeah. It was grand, I must say. I mean, I thank God I got my money back. Thank God, above all, for the ability to write the letter to the solicitor.
Yeah.
And at the end of it all, saying what I was more than happy to do, it said...
was to help the prosecution. Yeah.
Right. And then I said at the very bottom, as like a P.S., tell your client that if he ever contacts me again or writes to me again or gets in touch with me in any way, that I will be in Hull so fast. Without an invitation, making all this much worse for him.
Mm-hmm.
So the
and you were in the position to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, a lot of people make threats like that sitting on their living room couch in, you know, Podunk somewhere, and they ain't going nowhere, but you.
I could
you
have gotten on a plane.
Easily could have gotten on the plane.
Yeah. And, you know, in those days, it wasn't beyond me to
you could have gone on the Concorde.
Yeah. Supermanic.
6 hours later.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, hi. You must be Jonathan. Now, I never would have seen him. I would have been straight to the solicitor. Would no way. Who would have gotten to say, well... Your friend in New York was here. You'll be seeing her on the stand tomorrow. It would have been delicious, but at that point, I really just wanted to get it all done and go back to my silly world in New York. So that was the Jonathan Howard Greenwood story. I did hear before he went wherever he went, once the whole thing was wrapped up, before he had been extradited or whatever it was back to the UK, I got a call from my father's office saying that I had a call from Jonathan Howard Greenwood. That was not ever. Anyway, that's all she wrote on that. I'm praying, because truly, if I ever hear a word, I'm calling the police. I'm calling Scotland Yard.
Nicholas has probably already called the police a couple times for you.
That's true.
While he's listening to this, so
you know what?
He's really good about that.
He may have gone to Australia. Maybe you could
look him up.
He's
probably got it, keeping an eye out for him right now.
I like Nicholas's relationship with the police force.
Yeah, me too. They're very close.
And it's a good feeling to know, like, if you recommend a really bad movie, that he might have to call the police.
Well, now, you know, I want to tell you about this one. He has recommended a recent movie that I have not seen. I don't know if you want to see it or not, but I have heard about it talked about all over the internets, and it is a movie with the very kind and sweet title, Baby Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen this film?
I have not seen it, but it's been recommended to me.
Yeah, it's been recommended to me many times, and Nicholas recommended it, so I will obviously have to watch it. But I don't know. It sounds a little, you know, the name sounds cute, but it sounds a little creepy.
I agree. Nell told me to see it.
Mm.
Just this week, I think. She sent me a text.
Baby Reindeer is on your list, folks. And don't forget Parrish either.
So good. So good. And I really can't think of anything else, certainly in the way of a film, that I've seen. I do want to see Baby Reindeer. And there's some other film that was nominated. Gosh darn it.
What is it?
Exactly. Some other film that was nominated.
I'm going to Google that. Hold on.
Nominated 2024. It's something like something. Now, what it was nominated for, I don't know. That's the problem. The creator. Maybe it's Past Lives.
When I Google some other film that was nominated, it's not very helpful.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. I think it might be Past Lives.
You have messaged it recently. Mentioned. Jesus, I wish I could speak.
I know the feeling, believe me. All I need is a certain medication.
Is this another Korean movie?
Yeah, but I think that's it.
They make a lot of great movies.
Who directed it? That's what I want to know.
I just spent a week watching a couple South Korean cop dramas that were pretty awesome.
Would I like them?
I don't know. They were... I mean, you can put up with the violence every once in a while, but there's a lot. So, and it's really cruel violence. So I don't know. Maybe.
Well, the name of the director is Celine Song. And so I'm not sure that's it, but it still might be good. It was still nominated. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
It was nominated for Best Foreign. But there's a director, and her first name is Joy.
You mean who directed the film?
No, she is the person whose movie, Lisa Joy? I don't know. It's so much fun for everyone when I look something up.
Yeah, it makes it easier for all of us to follow along.
I'm sorry. I think it might be Lisa Joy.
Well, she co-created Westworld, or the new incarnation
of Westworld.
That's it.
That's it. That's her. And yeah. She's done a movie. Fallout? Did you?
I haven't seen it. I'm not really sure that I'm all. Yeah, she's. That's what it is. I'm not sure that I'm all that interested in it. I have played the games.
Is that her new movie? Would that like be 20? Okay.
Oh yeah, that is the hottest thing there is.
Okay, so that's it. Fallout.
And and I don't get it, but.
Well, what is it? Tell me what it's like since you've played the game.
It
I mean,
is a word-for-word, action-for-action romp through the first video game. So if you've played the game, you have seen the movie.
Okay, so the first video game of Fallout, like, I don't understand.
Okay, there have been 4 or 5 or 6 different Fallout games.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are little cartoon-looking like games that are based on the same kind of thing where you have to build an underground place for everybody to live and go out and search for stuff. The other games are actual above ground where people look like people. You know, it looks like a decimated earth, and you go through and have to make your way through that. So, Walter Goggins is in this. He's really, I'm not sure if you remember who he is, but he's
some American sort of character actor.
Yeah, he's a character actor, and he's a really very good one, but he's not Hollywood attractive. So he really hasn't gotten a lot of leading roles. He was Boyd in the series Justified, which was an absolutely great show, and he was great in it. But now he's in this as, I don't know, he's lost the majority of his, he's got skin on his face, but he looks like a skeleton. His face does.
Oh.
It's very, very weird.
It's
really weird and creepy, and he somehow
you mean in
pulls
life?
It off. In the Fallout movie.
Oh, but not in life.
Not in life.
Oh,
he just
looks
like a regular guy.
Okay. Who was the...
He looks like a smart-ass guy. I mean, never not looks like a smart-ass guy. But, it's just... That's just the way he looks, so that's often how he gets, he gets hired for those roles.
I see. There was a character actor that you and I were speaking about recently. I mentioned his name and you said, oh, and then you looked at a picture of him and you said, oh yeah, God, I know him. He's in everything. Do you remember?
Yeah, but not until you tell me the name again.
The name, darn it. It wasn't Krumholtz, was it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Can't find it. I like character actors.
Me too. They're my favorite people.
I try to make...
No, we did talk about Krumholtz. And uh-huh. he is, and we may have mentioned him, yeah.
Because when I look at a still of him, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, he's been in freaking everything.
Yeah, so it must be like makeup or attitude. I mean, there's some pictures of him. I guess that's more like what he looks like now, where he's losing some hair and he's got a big mustache going.
Yeah, he's got a beard going on now, yeah.
Okay.
But,
all right, well then, maybe that's my problem that I'm looking at.
Let's see, he was in all the Santa Claus movies as Santa's head elf.
Oh.
Harold and Kumar. He was in Numbers. He was Isaac Rabbi in Oppenheimer.
Right.
He was in The Addams Family, Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Wow.
Leopold Stott, Tom Stoppard's play. There's a whole
lot
more. Addams Family.
I've got to ask.
Sidewalks of New York, The Mexican. I'm just trying to name the ones that are that people might recognize. Superbad. Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
You saw that, right?
This is the End, yep.
Escape from Guantanamo.
Yep. Hail Caesar. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney.
Can you tell me a little bit about... that movie.
What about it?
Well, what's it like? What's it about?
Which movie are we talk? I just mentioned 50 movies.
No, you just mentioned one movie of his that I didn't see. A Krumholtz movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Oppenheimer?
No. No, something I didn't see.
This is the End?
What's This Is the End?
This Is the End is the end of the world movie that has everybody gathered in.
Oh, is that the one with the seeds? Everyone's in a pod?
No, no.
Like an igloo?
No, the world is ending. All right, it's a Seth Rogen movie. And everybody ends up in James Franco's house. Waiting for the end of the world.
Oh, my God. Is it hilarious?
Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, my God. I need to see it. This is the end.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I'm ready for ridiculous. Very ready. Did you see The Man Who Wasn't There?
Probably.
I'm doing a deep dive into... some Coen Brothers. I'm thinking about doing a Coen Brothers festival because there are tons of them.
No, I did not see that, unless it's a remake.
How about Drive Away Dolls?
No, don't even. Never.
Intolerable Cruelty.
I've heard of that one.
That's George Clooney. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Jeffrey Rush, and Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, I might have actually seen that. I mean, I remember the title pretty well, but...
That's an old Coen Brothers movie.
I don't think I watched The Man Who Wasn't There, for one thing, because I don't really like Billy Bob Thornton that much.
Oh, but is that...
It's Billy Bob and Frances McDormand.
Yeah. What's the one with the Sling Blade?
Sling Blade. Now, I actually like that better. And maybe because it wasn't black and white. I don't know.
What was in black and white?
The Man Who Wasn't There.
Oh, I mean, maybe that's why you didn't like it.
As well. Sling Blade.
Got it. What did we... I don't... See, Sling Blade is not something... I don't remember it. Okay. I mean, I remember it a little bit. I remember Billy Bob and, you know, whatever, that weird accent thing he was doing.
Right.
That was
strange, but, you know, hey, it fit.
But I don't remember... I could not possibly tell you the plot of that movie.
Well, it's really it's also one of those things that really is kind of hard to, you know, it's a movie you have to watch. It's messed up. There's a lot of shit that's wrong, that goes bad, for misunderstandings and for no reasons at all other than what hate or prejudice. It's a pretty messed up movie, really. I mean, the story itself is, you know, but you should watch the movie.
What about Burn After Reading?
I haven't seen that yet either, but that's supposed to be pretty funny, actually.
Well, you know, it's amazing that, and I never thought about this because it's not really like this anymore, but George Clooney is their it man. And like this one is George Clooney, Frances McDormand. Obviously, she's their it woman. John Malkovich, Tilda Swinton.
Okay. And I'm going to have to interrupt you there and say that John Malkovich is the it man.
For them?
Yeah, I think he always is.
It's interesting because, okay, The Lady Killers, 2004.
Oh, that's Tom Hanks.
I know.
Yeah. That's a very bizarre movie. I tried watching it. It's very, very strange. I didn't make a lot of sense of it, and I didn't really like it.
Well, in a podcast I heard about...
And I didn't care for the weird accents that... didn't sound all that real.
Oh, what are they?
Well, it's taken, Southern? It takes place in the Deep South, so.
Okay, so they're Southern accents?
Yeah.
They should have called me Sugar. Hudsucker Proxy.
That's a great movie. Absolutely great movie.
But anyway, George Clooney, John Turturro, yada, 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 John Goodman, George Clooney,
Gravity.
Catherine. Well, that's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Did you say Gravity?
Yeah, George Clooney.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm talking about...
I love that he got whacked halfway through it.
I'm talking about Coen Brothers movies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Burn After Reading, George Clooney. Anyway... He's in a lot.
What's the other one?
Hail Caesar.
Right? Right, we got Hail Caesar, but no, I'm thinking of the other two. There's two others. There's Colin Firth in The Glass House in the Woods. And there's...
Miller's Crossing.
And then there's the other guy who just... The Jewish guy who just lives in the neighborhood. What the hell was that called?
Llewellyn?
No, A Simple Man.
Oh, A Serious Man.
Yeah, okay, they're both called that. It is A Serious Man and A Simple Man, I believe, which is the one with Colin Firth.
But they're both Coen Brothers movies?
I'm not sure. I'm going to look it up.
Because A Serious Man is Michael Stuhlbarg, Richard Kind, Fred Malamet, Sari Lennick, which they also like to, they do like one super serious actor and surround them with these comic people. I gotta watch Barton Fink again. It's always hailed as... this incredible film. What do you think?
What's that, Barton Fink?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I read the story.
Uh-huh. So,
you know, so, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't have much of an opinion.
Raising Arizona?
I never saw it. I didn't like the hype back in my days when I wouldn't watch anything that was popular. So I've never seen it.
Oh, well, it's very funny.
And I like Nicolas Cage as insane people. and he wasn't insane enough in that one, to tell you the truth.
Well, Nicolas Cage in his new movie, what the heck is it called?
You mean the vampire one?
No, it's this brand new movie. Shoot. What's it called? Sorry, guys. Sorry, I don't have it together. I don't ever have it together, really. And Arcadian, it's called. And it's supposedly absolutely hilarious beyond belief. I mean, everyone talks about it and how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
I want to give it a whirl.
Did you see the vampire one?
No. What's that one?
That's his recent one where he's Dracula.
No. Now, was that like crazy funny or?
I couldn't tell you. You know, it might.
Oh, you didn't see it.
No, I've just seen the previews. But yeah, it's Jonathan Harker, you know, and Dracula, you know, the two opponents like they were in the book.
Oh.
And it's pretty crazy. And he looks absolutely insane. It's awful. And awesome. He looks fantastic, really, as Dracula.
Well, I want to see it. It sounds perfect. It really does. I'm ready. Yeah, that sounds great.
Are you ready now?
Is this it?
That's it.
Oh, is that the end of the show?
It's the end of the show.
Oh, I had no idea.
This song is So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
Oh, well, So Long and Thanks for All the Fish. Sorry, I was trying to look up that film. At any rate, thank you for joining us. And I'm sorry I didn't get to Pants, John. But I will, because it's extreme. There's a lot of need there. For the 133, please put a light on. Despite those nets of the feet, we thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny talk.